Before we move on, the question on Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzin and Pachim, which seems to be a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. This is still here. We said last week that there seems to be a Machlokes here between Rashi and Taisus. I say seems to be because they don't have the Girsah. But the way Rashi says in front of us, there are two things. There's everything else and Mitzin and Pachim. Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzin and Pachim. Rashi seems to say that the Tzin and Pachim part could go both ways. Rashi says, Pa'amim Shabon La'ad Rav Shia. So that I think the way I had it last week is we have Rashi and Taisvitz. We have Hakol, everything else, and then we have Tzin and Pachim. So Rashi said that Tzin and Pachim could go both ways. And everything else then must be is only Bidei Shemayim. And Taisus said that all Chayyus could go both ways, and that this is exclusively Bidei Shemayim. And Bidei Yod. That Tzin and Pachim is always Bidei Yod. This is the way it worked out last Wednesday, we learned this, that seems to be a machlaikis between Rashi and Taisus. It's a, as I said, it's a sort of a basic machlaikis in the hashkaf of how and when different things happen to people. Taisus uses a lashon in the second line of Taisus, Vaday Shabiyadai Lahamis Atzma. It must be. It's Vaday that it's Biyadai Lahamis Atzma, that a person can kill himself. So it could go both ways. So Taisus says. So Taisus says that a Vada is Shaykh, a person should kill himself. But it could come also, it can go both ways. That's how I see that Taisus says both, right? In the first lines of Taisus. Aval Tzin and Pachim, Taisus says, Lailam la yavel avayinis, I'm right to Lizar. Taisus' shita is that Tzin and Pachim will never come by this. You can always help yourself. Im Taimar, Frek Taisus. Hardashina veheser Hashem imcha kol chayli zatzin amidei shanayinu. Hashem promises us, V'heser Hashem imcha kol chayli, Hashem will take away kol chayli, Zatzina. So you see, Hashem could help you from Zatzina. V'yeshlaim ha'ainu she'ich v'kadosh baruch hu elamayim. If Hashem makes it a warm day, no one will get sick from Zatzina. Oh, yitem le'em abushim le'yitzarek lizar. Hashem will give a person clothing. Le'yitzarek lizar. So Rabbi Chanan, in the Kaigetz Mamarim, seems to feel very strongly about this Shitas HaTaisus. He has two problems with Taisus. One, okay, I mentioned to you on Friday, the Rambam Shita, that nobody could hurt you if you weren't supposed to be hurt anyway. Rambam, Rabbeinu Yaina, say that it's not shy for a person to hurt you unless you were supposed to be hurt, because this Ashkacha Pratis. And ain't other nekev and spoil mata, alum came a huiz novel maila. So nobody can hurt you unless you're supposed to be hurt. Does that include a person hurting himself? Now, we believe in Ashkocha Pratis. That means nobody can hurt you. If somebody hurts you, it means that in a shemayim you're supposed to be hurt. Nobody can hurt you if it wasn't supposed to happen. That's the Rambam Sheet. What about a person harming himself? So it shouldn't matter who does the hurt. So Rabbi Chanan says, this is in Kaivitz Mamar on page Memezayim. He brings down Taisvis. He says, Mashakasav Devadei Shabiyadei Lahamasatzmai. But Taisvis says that it's beyad a person to kill himself, Lule Devareyim, Lule Taisvis. Efshalayim Ede'in Shum Chilak Bein Atzmai La'acher. What's the difference, you and someone else? The Kamai She'ein Viachalte La'aragodam Acher. Just like you can't kill another person. LMK Nigzer Aplani Shiareg. Hachinami, Ain't Biyade Lahamis Asatzma, Imlai Nigzer Alav Shiareg. seems to feel very strongly that that a person can't hurt himself. He says, "Begillion Taisvis, the side of the Taisvis, the Esom al Karcha Chatachai, Mishnah of Perkei Avos al Karcha Chatachai, says Lefi Nahanal Hadvarim Kemashman. It's Pashim. Avi Yad Adam Klal Lahariges Atzli. It brings the Chavis Lavadis who says it." So that's his first kasha. So which box bothers him? This box of Taisus, right? That person can hurt himself. Taisus vada biyaradim lahare gatzmai. So it bothers Rabbi Chanan. What do you mean a person can hurt himself? A person can't do anything unless it's nigdol minashamayim. Then the second box he starts up with also. Taisus says tzinim pachim is always bidei adam. It never is bidei shamayim. So, tema. Ato loy mishkacha shenisrafu beisa yubagada bimei akar. It can never happen that someone's clothing were burnt and it's a cold day, has no clothing. Well, nowadays you would say that someone took his coat and shul, he's left without a coat and it's cold out. Intentionally, yeah. Yes, so B'chon is saying a person cannot intentionally hurt himself. If he's not supposed to be hurt, it won't work. You know, if he's not supposed to be hurt, it's not going to work. He might try, but it won't. Deliberately, right? So B'chon says it's not possible to hurt yourself if it's not in the Zol Menashemayim. And about the second thing, he's matmiya on Taisus that Kair, it can never be Bidei Shemayim. Never happens. That someone takes your coat and you have to go out in the cold? So what's the answer to that? Is that a kashrut mukrachas? Let's say I'm in shul, it's a freezing day, 0 degrees. I leave shul and there's no coats left. Someone took my coat. Now what? What? It's bidei a different adam. Bidei a different adam. But the Gemara says that Ganvi is called Bidei Shamayim. Avada the Ganiv is Bidei Adam. And I'm saying, but what someone else does is not called Bidei Adam. Bidei Adam means in the person himself. This Ganiv took my coat? And if he took it purposely? It's not Shayach, it's Shayach. I mean, what I would answer, Taisus holds that if someone takes your coat, you go in the cold, you won't catch a cold. You won't catch a cold because Tzina Pachim is Bidei Adam. And if it happened to you by this, you won't catch a cold. Who says you catch a cold? You have to try it. So B'chanan Eir brings the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Dalid, talks about when a person dies and these brothers, Yarshim, and they're still living in the house. They're single, they're still living in the house, and they didn't divide the Nachla. Just living off the Nachla. Gemara says on Kuf Mem Dalet on the base, Ach Shechola al Yedei Pshia. One of the brothers gets sick. Now he has to pay a doctor bill. So if he became sick al Yedei Pshia, Mishal Atma, he's got to pay the doctor bill himself. He can't take it from the family money. Al Yedei Oynis, May Emtza. If he became sick, Ba'inis. So then he could take the doctor bill money from the family money. Hechidami Pshia. So the Gemara says, Doctor case Pshia? So the Gemara answers, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz betzinim pach. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz betzinim pach. So what do you see? Let's make a cheshem. What do you see from that Gemara? Gemara says, Hechidami Pshia. How's a person a pshia? Hakadosh Mayim chutz mitzinim pachim. That means that when it happens from tzinim pachim, it is considered to be his pshia. So let's say. Right. So it sounds like what? Like which shita? Is this much like Taisus? Listen to Rabbi Chanan's medayik. Midaparach hechidami pshia. Since the Gemara says hechidami pshia, umishani adetzin and pachim.
Mashma, the e efshe sheyich la'adam the pshia raka yedei tzinim pachim. Gemara is mashma that there's no pshia by everything else.
So Gemara says hechi dami pshia only yedei tzinim pachim. Vice says everything else is not shayach pshia. Tzinim pachim is shayach pshia. You got in the freezing cold without a coat, so that's a pshia.
Why should the
living expenses comes from the family, and personal expenses that he brought the pshia on himself, he has to pay for himself. So whatever is buying this, the person gets sick, that comes to the family, all the brothers eat from the family. But pshia doesn't. So Mochanan asks that since the Gemara says hechidami pshia, what do you mean hechidami pshia? Only tzinim pachim? It's not shayach pshia by other chaylim. Vice dice. Like Rashi, that everything else is only Bidei Shemayim. You see what's going on here? If a person smokes, is he a Pashia for getting sick? That's Tzinim Pachim? Is it Tzinim Pachim? Huh? Is he a Pashia or not a Pashia? Rav Chanan is saying everything, according to Taisis, it could happen both ways. According to Rav Chanan, it sounds like there's no pshia except it's in a pachim, unless I consider it's in a pachim. Okay, so last week I know some of you were matmiya on Rashi, but Rav Chanan seems to hold that he doesn't quote Rashi by name. He just brings Taisis and he asks. He seems to hold that it goes like Rashi. Rather, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Dalet writes how a person should deal with his health. He says what to eat, how often to eat, when to eat, when to go to sleep, when to bathe, everything. He says if you do all my advice, I guarantee you will never get sick until the chayli that you die from. And the Arav law, he says I guarantee you'll never be sick unless there's a Makkah HaMedina, unless there's a Makkah in the Medina, but Derech HaTeva, and the Arav law, he says I guarantee if you do this in the beginning of your life and on, that you'll never get sick. So the Rambam seems to hold like who? Rambam seems to hold that what a person. I don't know how to fit with anybody. The answer is a guarantee you'll never get sick. I don't say which sickness he's talking about. So he seems to say you could prevent both. Does anybody hold he can prevent both? On the Arav lie, so the guarantee you won't get sick. So if you follow my regimen, exactly what I tell you, then I guarantee you on the Arav lie you'll never get sick, except he says if it's a Magefa in the Medina or the Chayla from which a person dies. That's different. What? That's what he means. That's the Shemayim. That the Shemayim is the sickness of the Midian. But he still cannot hold like Rashi. It can't be like Rashi, because according to Rashi, it's Bidei Shemayim. Yeah, don't try it. The Rambam says not to eat too much, so it's a very difficult thing. The Rambam also says never to go to sleep within 3 and 4 hours of eating. I don't mean eating anything of a meal. It's also depends when you go to sleep. Sometimes it's hard. Okay. Anyway, this is the tumul over Hakovi Dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, and bottom line, it appears that there are two shitas. There are two opinions to how it works, which means that we're left with a little bit of uncertainty as to when things are bashert and when things are not bashert, as far as getting sick. Okay, the Gemara, there's a bottom tesis on the last Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash. What did the Gemara say? Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Afa Pi Shabbat Lo Sanhedrin, Arba Misais Loi Batlu. Loi Batlu, HaBatlu, what do you mean? We don't give Arba Misais. So it is Batlu. So tesis, the Gemara says, El Din Arba Misais Loi Batlu. Mishas Sayf Sfila, Nefel Menagag, Achayet Asasai, Sayf Sreifa, Nefel Butika Nefesh Makishai, Sayf Hariga, Nefel Samach Asay Lestem Boin Olav, Alright, Right, so this Gemara is a little hard because we see people that are Mechal Shabbos that die a natural death. They're not Neifel Menagaga Chayeder Sasa. So Taisa says the Kasha, Taisa says that we see people that are Mesa Malmitasan. Some of them are Einsim, a lot of people are Kenikshan Ishma, but still. Yeah. At any rate, there's a Rabbi Chanan on this Taisus as well, on this Gemara actually. Rabbi Chanan touches on a side which is very negeh la halacha. We would think of this as being not so negeh la dina, but it's very negeh la halacha. Because we're spending the whole year, the whole zman, the whole year, on Kam Leib Derabba Minei. So there's a question. Let me pose the question to you. We'll get to Agamar and we'll see. We'll work our way back. Bizman Azev. If somebody does an Aveira, let's say he does an Isser Malkus and Mammon at the same time. Let's say somebody eats someone else's tray for food. Someone goes without permission to eat someone else's tray for food. So what's he doing? It's Chiyav Malkus. He's eating the Vela. And it's a Chiyav Mammon because tray for food is worth money. You can sell it to a guy. So he's Chiyav Malkus and Mammon at the same time. Does he have to pay or doesn't he have to pay? Or for that matter, if a Frayi Yid has your car's parked on the street, the Frayi Yid is driving down the street and he smashes your car on Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom. Does he have to pay? Do we say that it's Misa and Mammon? He was Mechal Shabbos and Mammon, so he's really Patur from the Mammon. Or if it's on Yom Tif is not Misa, it's Malkus. So it's on Yom Tif, it's Malkus and Mammon. So do you have a right to be paid by him? Being that what he did was Misa and Mammon, or Malkus and Mammon. What's the din halacha l'maisa? Interesting shot. Because let's work our way sort of backwards. We'll work our way from Agamara and see how they talk about this. Rabbi Chanan basically declares whether. What? Rabbi Chanan says, oh, it's tzaddik, yeah. This nafkamina is the last line of the Rabbi Chanan. The very last line says, nafkamina for this case. Rabbi Chanan is talking about Malkus and Mammon. You have to know, we'll have this later, but you should know the klal. Chayvei Malkus Shaygigin have to pay. We paskin that if somebody is a Shaygig, we don't say Kamlei Virabi Bnei by Malkus. By Misa, it's a Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. I think I'm Daf Lamed Hey Yosa. Chayvei Malkus Shaygigim, if you're a Shaygig, you have to pay. Chayvei Misa, it's already a Machlaikis. Why? If you think for a minute, with the Reb Chaim, it's Pashut. What did Reb Chaim say? What's the difference between Malkus and Mammon and Misa and Mammon? Malkus and Mammon is a din in what? What's Malkus and Mammon? Kedei Rishasai. It's a din that Bezek can't give you to Einshin. So if you're a Shaygeg on a Malkus, you're not getting an Einish Malkus. So it doesn't apply. So you still have to pay. Misa is a different pasuk. It's not a din in Bezden. Yasin anish yanish. We have a machlokes what that's referring to. Mezidim, shaygim. But anyway, the halacha is that chayvei malkus shaygigin have to pay. Chayvei malkus mezidim apater. So in the case I've given you, a guy's driving the car down the street. He's a shaygig. So there'd be no shayla on Yom Tov. Let's say it's a Malkus. So there's no shayla, he has to pay. Because a shaygeg, chayvei Malkus shaygegin certainly have to pay. It's only a shayla if someone's amazed. If someone's amazed, then there's a shayla. Does he have to pay Mammon as well? What Rav Chanan asks is... is whether if a person gives hasra bizman hazeh, does that hasra work to be mechayev a person malchus on it? Does hasra count bizman hazeh on it? Now this shayla Rav Shach brings in the Avi Ezri in the Hilchos Chayvel Umazik Perek Dalet Halachetes, he brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Bizman hazeh hasra is nothing. Bizman hazeh what hasra? You warn a person if you can do that aver, you're going to get malchus. Bizman hazeh hasra is payol nothing. It's not payol anything at all." And Rav Shach says he doesn't understand. Doesn't understand what he means. It's not payol anything. If you give someone hasra, he does this a malchus. He's chayav malchus. We happen not to have any bati dinim today that can give malchus, but pe'etzem he is chayav malchus. So Rav Shach says he doesn't understand what does it mean. The asra is not asra. It's not asra. What do you mean the asra is not asra? If you learn the hasra is a hasra, so then the chayav malchus, a chayav malchus, and then they're potter from mamon. If you learn hasra, bizman hazeh is no hasra, then you still don't know if he's a shaygig or a mezid. So the hasra would be considered, for whatever reason, not to be hasra. If it's not considered a hasra, so then he'd be chayav malchus shaygigin, and then he would be chayav to pay. So the question is, the dispute is whether the hasra that you give someone, bizman hazeh, whether it has a din of a hasra or it doesn't have a din of a hasra. That's the issue that that Rav Shach is arguing with Rabbi Kiva. If the hasra today counts as a hasra, it doesn't count as a hasra. Rav Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe on Gittin, is matzdik shita as Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says that hasra bizman hazeh is not a hasra at all. It's not a hasra at all. Because today there's no, it's not shaykh to give malchus. And Rav Moshe brings a raya from a Gemara in Gittin. It says it's totally in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yud Ches. We write as man in a get. Why do we write as man in a get? Gemara says, why do you need a date in a get? A shtar, you understand, Shabbat. Why do you write a date in a get? So the Gemara says, in one of the Pshat of the Gemara, Shema Yechapa al Basa Chaisa. And maybe a person will be married to his niece, or someone that he cares for, and she'll be Mizana. And then he'll write a predated get, he'll write a get from earlier, a Tepater HaFamisa. So Shema Yechapa al Basa Chaisa, Tepater HaFamisa. So that's why we write as man in a get. So the kasha is, so what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, where people are not chayiv misa anyway. So why today? Why do we write getting today with Bizman? Why if a get has no Bizman, we pass him? Bizman Hazeh, Bizman, if you hold it, Shem Yechapa Basa Chaisai, so it's not chayiv Bizman Hazeh. So then the whole requirement of Bizman in a get should not apply. So Taisus there says, even as man hazeh, the way Rav Moshe understands Taisus says, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And we'll start with, and they'll write Gittin when the Beis HaMikdash is rewritten, is rebuilt, and they'll forget that there's man. By Taisus, that even after Mashiach comes, they'll still be Gittin. So Taisus is saying, that if Mashiach will come, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash, will forget that there's man in a get. So therefore, he writes a man in a get. So Rav Moshe, according to the opinion of Rav Shach, he still is not in a get. You can still give hasra today. You give hasra, and if you give hasra, the Mashiach comes. You give misa based on that hasra. A woman goes to be mizan today. You give her hasra. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that hasra doesn't count for anything because bizman hazeh there's no hasra. But according to Rav Shach, the hasra is hasra. So you need his man in Gittin. Why? Because this man hazeh can give asra. And even though today we don't kill people, but if you give asra today, and Mashiach comes tomorrow, Bethel can give Avisa. So what place is kasha? Elamai, Rav Moshe holds, the hasra of his man hazeh is not is not a hasra. So we have a disagreement between Rav Shach and Rav Moshe. Rav Shach is saying that hasra b'zman hazeh, why not? Rav Moshe holds that hasra b'zman hazeh is a hasra. L'may nafkamina. L'may is a very big nafkamina. Fasuk. Rav Chanan is saying that in our Gemara it says Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Din Arba Misos Loi Batlo. Din Arba Misos Loi Batlo. But Chaydim Shebchar Beis Hamikdash Mem Shana. Taisus says the 40 years before. Why? What was different then? As a matter of fact, what's different any time? If a person kills and he doesn't get Arba Mises and Bezdin, he gets Arba Mises B'nei Shonayim. So Taisus says from the 40 years before the Churban when they were not Dandin and the Fashas. But you could ask, always, if somebody killed, did the Issa Skila, and for some reason he got off the hook in Bezdin, he'll get Misa from B'nei Shonayim. No? Always, he can always get Misa B'nei Shonayim. So what's this? Meshachar Beis HaMikdash? What's Pshat? Pshat is that you only get the Sainish B'dei Shemayim taka when there's Eidim and Asra. When there are Eidim and Asra, where when the Sanhedrin stood, we would give you Misa and Sanhedrin, then B'zman HaZeh we give you Misa B'dei Shemayim, Skila B'dei Shemayim. But it's only... Rabbi Chanan says, only with Eidim and Asra. If it's only with Eidim and Asra, then it makes sense. Then the whole Gemara makes sense. Then the Gemara is saying, what? This man made something destroyed, you got me. When did you get me some bed? With Eidim and Asra, you got me some bed. So then, Shachar Beis HaMikdash, you get it B'dei Shammai. Now if you go with this Mahalach, that it's only with the Eidim and Asra that B'zman HaZeh, a person gets a B'dei Shammai, then it will be answered. Why do so many people die on their beds? They don't die in why all the Mechalei Shabbos? Terence says, because they don't have Eidim and Asra. Because B'zman HaZeh, most people don't get Asra. But you can learn the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that B'zman HaZeh, if there's Eidim and Asra, then there's Misa B'dei Shemayim. But that only makes sense, like Rav Shach, that it's possible to have Asra B'zman HaZeh. According to Rav Meishan, Rav Akiva Eger, that there's no Asra B'zman HaZeh, this Pshat in the Gemara falls off. Follow?
Taisus later on, when he maps up the issue of Parshim, he brings down the eyes that even in the Shabbos Beis HaMikdash, when there was Beis HaMikdash, there was Nisim Beis Shammai. He said that's not the Chiddush of the Bracha lived on this memory. The Chiddush of the memory is that even after his Batal, the Nisim Beis Shammai still continued. He's not this...
I understand. It seems that Rabbi Chanan is saying is a teretz on Taisus Kash more than to say this into Taisus. I don't believe he's learning this into Taisus. You have to look at Rabbi Chanan's Lashon. I don't think he's learning this into Taisus. I think he's more, is that the Rabbi Chanan's piece is more to clear the Hasra Shaila. And we may want to plug it in more than to explain Taisus.
I'm going to go without Taisus. The point is, though, it's a good reason to go and the member. It's not saying, oh, there is a din of B'dei Shemayim. The point of the member is saying that even after there's no B'dei
Shemayim. No, it's even. And before there was also. Just now it's even. Yeah. All right, so you really don't have to say that. You don't have to say Mishkar Beis. All right, look, I can't argue with you about something that seems to be a difference of opinion in the Mishkar. The point that I wanted to make to you, which is Rav Chanan's point, Rav Chanan doesn't go into what the difference of opinion the Rishayim is, but he does go into what is the difference of opinion if Hasra works B'zman HaZeh. That's pretty much his piece. Well, what's the purpose of Hasra? What? So a person gives Hasra, we need that the Musra should be matter himself for the Einish. Say, Who's more mustava, Rav Shach or Rav Moshe? Asra works bizman hazeh, it doesn't work bizman hazeh. What would you understand? Huh? It's no good bizman hazeh. Well, what do you say? Asra doesn't work, but you don't get misa. Huh? You say no. So the question is, why not? Why can't I give someone Asra? Just like a couple thousand years ago in this man based on Mikdash. You give Asra, I'll also give Asra. No, we won't give Misa. I'm saying give Misa, but why can't I give Asra?
Okay,
fine. He's not saying,
I don't believe that I'm
going to
get killed, but that's why I'm
still going to be. That's why Asra doesn't work. Asra doesn't work because Asra requires that he says, I'm willing to get killed. And in Mela, Asra can't work with Manazet. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that Asra does not work. Should you tell them?
Don't
try to look. Like it's reshining.
Isn't the point of Asra not that they shouldn't do it?
The point of Asra is to give Misa. The point of Teichacha is the Machlaikis Rabbeinu Yaina and Yireyim. When you tell somebody, so he shouldn't do it, or because you're not supposed to see an Aveir and be silent. But my question now isn't whether you should give Asra. I agree with you, you probably shouldn't give Asra. Why give Asra? But the question is, if one gives Asra, does anything happen? Does that have a din Asra? So the svara of Rabbi Kiva Eger is, and Rabbi Moshe, is that giving Asra requires shiyati or adam atzmei lamisa. And since the person, even if he says afal pikein, he's not being mater atzmei lamisa, because he doesn't really believe Mashiach is coming tomorrow. He doesn't believe he's going to get misa. So Mimela, it's not Asra. What's Pshat and Rav Shach, who says it is a good Asra? What's the tzad that it is a good Asra?
What?
I don't necessarily Mashiach. I mean, when he says Afal PK, does he really mean to say, I'll do it, I'm willing to be killed? Does he really mean that? So the argument is that he's not willing to do that because he feels he's not going to get killed. No, that people get caught up and people do very dumb things. It doesn't happen today that people murder other people in front of others and they end up in trouble. People get caught up and there's funny things to people. We'd like to think that if you really believe Mashiach is coming, you won't do an aveir. But the Lamai say he taka doesn't believe Mashiach is coming, and therefore he's taka not matter atzmei lamisa. So what's Pshat and Rav Shach? He says Pshat and Rav Shach is Rav Shach learns that you don't have to be mati yourself to the Einish Misa. Hasra is you mati yourself to a Chet Misa, a Chet Sheyesh by Misa. But you get the Misa is not the point. The point is that you're saying, I don't care, I'll do an Aveira Sheyesh by Misa. That the Misa is not the point. Or Malkus, in our case. So the Misa, this is a Machlaikis between Rav Shach and Rav Moshe. In our generation, it seems it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rav Shach is quoting a letter of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which he says is not in the Tshuvas. It's not printed in the Tshuvas. And Rabbi Kiva Eger apparently holds, as Rav Moshe agrees with, that Asra b'zman hazeh doesn't count. At the end writes, Nafgemina b'zman hazeh, by Chayvei Malkus Shaygidim, which have to pay. So let's say somebody is doing an Issa Malkus, he's eating up your Nevelus, a Trefus. So he has to pay. If someone gives him Asra, he says, Achol PK. Maybe no one gives him Asra, he just says, I know. No one has to give him Asra, right? He can get up and say, I know that when I eat this, I'm Chayiv Malkus, and I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. Is that a way to save money? That's a way out. Somebody has the Yetzirah to eat someone else's Nevela and he doesn't want to have to pay. Huh? So you have a way out. You know, you can print up cards for these people. You know, that before you say it, you say, Hareini, like you have in Muchanim Zuman, right? Hareini Yechel Nevelois, Vafa Pi, that it's a Nissa Malkus Menatayra, and I know that I'll get Malkus, I'm eating it anyway. And then he eats it. So Muchanan says, is he Chayiv to pay? If you hold that Hasrab is Manazeh, is a hasra, so then he's patur from paying. Then he's a mezid gomer. If you hold hasra b'zman hazeh, it's nothing. So anybody without hasra is lahachim mishayeg l'mezid. We say that he's not a complete mezid. If he would really understand that he's chayev malchus, he wouldn't do it. And then he'll be chayev to pay. So be telling him it's machlekes. Just what comes out by the car case on Shabbos, if someone rams your car on Shabbos, it should come out totally in the machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish. Today, odds are there was no hasra, right? L'maisa, it doesn't happen, there's no hasra. So a yid rams your car. So if you hold chayv and misa shaygig and apata from paying, so he's apata from paying. If you hold chayv and misa shaygig and is chayv, which is Rish Lakish, then it's chayv to pay. So let's see how we pass it. Does Tfisa help? Let's say he doesn't know the halacha. He never heard of Kamali Rabbi. Friday, he ran my contract. He's ready to pay. He never heard of Kamali Rabbi. Can I take money from him? What? It should be Tali. In Rashi, if Tfisa helps by Kamali Rabbi. Right? Does Tfisa help by Kamali Rabbi? Come on, put it all in my say. You want to Rav Chaim? Someone rammed your car on Shabbos. And let's say we pass, and I'm not sure, I think we pass the Chayvei Nisa Shaig again, we say, come late, Rav Mina. So you rammed your car on Shabbos, assuming driving a car is a Nisa Deraisa, which we have to clear also, because there's no come late, Rav Mina, and Rabban. Let's say you drive your car as a Nisa Deraisa, and he's driving the car, and then he rammed your car. So now he's willing to pay you. So you start clearing 1 minute. Come later, Rav Mina. You didn't miss a misa at the same time. What?
There's no
chiyuv to pay. But that should be totally. In which? So koyter Reb Chaim. That Kedei Rishasa is only Malkus and Mammon. Rabbi Reb Chaim say that. When it's Malkus and Mammon, it's Kedei Rishasa. It's a din in Bezdin. The Bezdin can't give two punishments, but if you want, you could grab. So if he did an Issa Malkus at the same time as an Issa Mammon, let's say it was Yom Tif, which is Issa Malkus, and he does it, then I could take money from him, because that's for sure. Malkus and Mammon, everyone agrees. Tfisa helps, because Bezdin is high. Just Bezdin can't be Mechayim, but I could ask him for money. Misa and Mamin. So if you learn like Reb Chaim, Misa and Mamin, it's a Potter Be'etzen. It's not Chayim Mamin at all. Now, Reb Chaim Eizer brought a Tzlach who holds that even by Misa and Mamin, Tfisa helps. Tzlach Shita is not like Reb Chaim, that everything works out of Din and Bezdin. So according to the Tzlach, Tfisa would help. So again, a person rams someone's car on Shabbos. So what's it telling you to take money? He's telling you two machlokes. First, machlokes are Yechon Rish Lakish. Assuming he's a shaygeg. If chayde misa shaygeg, if you say kam le'di rabinei. If you don't say kam le'di rabinei, of course he pays. If you do say kam le'di rabinei, then it's tali in whether by misa and mamin, whether we say tfisa helps, whether it's a din and bezin can be mechayev too. Then tfisa does help. Or whether it's a din be'etzem, that he's not chayiv mamon, and then tfisa doesn't help. Interesting. What? You pass on from chayim or not? I have to find the paiskin. There's a ktsais on it. The ktsais is simuchav ches of cotton alus. He paskins. I'm going to say how he paskins. I want to look at it again. Ktsais, I know, chav ches alus has a psak on this. But at any rate, these are this is a way to make it a little more lemais. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Okay, we'll finish with the Agadata. Rishon Shvadron used to speak here in the yeshiva like once a year when he came to America. Yes, he was well. Just about every time he spoke, he said, "Yeshiva, you come to Agadata, so you skip it." You know, he could make fun. He was very capable of making people laugh at themselves. just skip it. You know, for Ravina, Ravashi was good enough, but once, you know, Mr. Aggressor, Tamid Chachamim, for us, we, you know, we skip. Yeah, so we didn't really skip it. That's Ivaid. Rava Omer. So we have to get back to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Okay, remember him? Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We last learned Rav Nechunya ben Akana Tuesday. He's the one that says that Chayvei Karis, we say, come later to Rav Nechunya. Chayvei Krisis, we say, come later to Rav Nechunya. Ravana says no. Chayvei says yes. My time is Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Why is Rav Nechunya ben Akana? What's his Bakar to say Karis? Come later to Rav Nechunya. So Abaya said, Osain Osain. The Gezeres Shava of Osain Bidei Adam to Osain Bidei Shemayim, that just like Nisa Bidei Adam, we say Kam Leiv D'Rabbinei, same thing Karis Bidei Shemayim, also we say Kam Leiv D'Rabbinei. Who's Abaya? Far Plukta Rava. Rava. So Rava disagrees with Abaya. Rava Mar Tama. You know, I mentioned once that I don't think there are three blood in Shas without Abaya or Rava's name. I think you can find three blind shas that don't have either Abaya and Rava. So one of my sons has been trying very hard to find three blind shas. I'm more and more convinced that they're not such three blind. He's come to me, he found three blind without Abaya and Rava. Every time he came to me, I found, you know, either Abaya or Rava, or both. So okay, Rava Amar. Tamil Rav Khunya ben Akadami Hacha. Anupsha. Vim Halen Yalimu Ama Aret Say Neya Mino Ishahu. How do you see that? Do you see that from the pasuk? Bechrati oisai and samti anis panai bishu mishpachtai bechrati oisai. So how do you see? In other words, if the Bezdin will give the punishment, so then it's Misa. If Imhalim Yalimu, then Bechrati Yisai, I will. Amra Taira. Karis Shali, Kemisa Shalachem. My Einish Karis is hookish to your Einish Misa. Ma Misa Shalachem, Patimina Tashlumin. Af Karis Shali, Patimina Tashlumin. So according to Rav, it's a hekish of what? Of Karis to Misas Bez. And according to Abaya, Osain Bidei Adam, Osain Bidei Shemayim. According to Rav, or Makish what? Miso or what? What are we Makish here? Karis to Karis to Mrs. Bezdin. So it's Karis to Mrs. Bezdin. According to Abaya, Asain is Mrs. Bidei Shemayim to Mrs. Bezdin. Okay, so according to Abaya, it's Mrs. Bidei Shemayim. Okay, so let's see how it fits into the next Gemara. So Gemara says, what's an afkamina? My Ika Bein Rava La Abaya, Ika Bein Nayu Zar Shachal Truma. Alright, before we get into the rest of the Yamids, what the case of Zar Shachal Truma is, what's the idea? The idea is Yisurei Misa Bidei Shamayim. That's Nafkamina? Right? They're two separate ancients, right? Al-Khatoyim, we say on Yom Kippur. Al-Khatoyim, Shanu Chayvalayim, Karis Varibi. Al-Khatoyim, Shanu Chayvalayim, Misa, Misa Bez. We say Misa Bidei Shamayim, right? So there's another Einish besides Karis called Misa Bidei Shamayim. So what are we saying now? That according to Abaya, by Misa Bidei Shamayim, you say Kamil Ravine? According to Abaya, you do. Because Asain is Makish, Misa Bidei Shemayim to Misa Bidei Yod. According to Rava, to Hekish of Dafka Karis to Misa Bidei Shemayim, Karis to Misa Bidei Yod. So Karis is like Misa Bidei Yod, say Kamil Ravine. But Misa Bidei Shemayim, we don't say Kamil Ravine. That's the Ika Binay. Okay? You just pshat in the Gemara? The case of Zohar Shofar Truma already gets complicated. We'll have to see. But that's not the point of the Teretz. Ika B'nayu Zohar Shofar Truma. The point of the Teretz is Ika B'nayu Misa B'day Shemayim. This is just an example of it. Ika B'nayu is Misa B'day Shemayim. That according to Abaya, Karis, and Mishnah Shemayim are the same. According to Rava, they're different. The Hafla asks Akasha on the Mai Benayu that L'chayra there should be an other Nafkamina between them. By Koris, you could have two cases of Kamalei D'Ramine. You could have a case of Koris and Mammon. If somebody does an Issa Koris and the Isser Mammon, Tashlumi Mammon at the same time, and that's what Agamar is talking about. And Rav Nachmanu ben Akana says Kamalei D'Ramine for sure. Or you could have a case of Malkis and Koris together. Well, you could have a case where you have Malkis and Koris at the same time. And then the question is, does Karis pater a person from Malkus? Okay, now this gets a little confusing, is it? You have Karis and Mammon, you have Karis and Malkus. You have two cases. Karis and Mammon, you don't have to pay. What? What about Karis and Malkus? That's my Hasra. It says the Hasra is Malkus. Misa is good for Malkus. This is Misa Richter. It's true. I'm going to ask you with this. I'm not sure. What? What should be the Nafkamina? I'll tell you the Nafkamina. Let me put it this way. Before Karis, we spoke about Kamalei D'Ramine. Rabbi's Reb Chaim's two cases. One was a case of Chaim's two cases. One was Malkus and Mammon, and one was Misa and Mammon. We never even spoke about Misa and Malkus. Which pasuk is Misa and Malkus? Right? Reb Chaim said that there are two pasukim. Is Kedei Rishasai and Amasen Yanish Yanish. So Reb Chaim said Malkus and Mammon, you don't give why? Kedei Rishasai. What's the pasuk of Kedei Rishasai? What's it talking about? Our boy Miakenu, Kedei Rishasai. Malkus, right? That you give him Malkus, Kedei Rishasai. Only one punishment. Im Asaniya Anish Yanish, what's that talking by? That's by Dmei V'Ladais. A person hits a pregnant woman, he has to pay the value of the child he caused her to lose. But that's only Im Lagi Asai. If he didn't kill the woman, then he has to pay for the Dmei V'Ladais. If he killed a woman, then you potter from the Mevaladis. That's Misa and Mammon. Now, in which pasuk would I say Malkus and Misa plugs in? Do we potter off Kedei Rishasai? Or do you potter off to Miyasa? Malkus and Misa first. Malkus and Misa first, and then we'll get the cards. Malkus and Misa, which pasuk? You have to think, it doesn't come in one swallow. What? What?
Therefore, that's five. That's before the Chunya Ben Akash. Okay, so we have three before the Chunya Ben Akash. Then we have Karis. So Karis could be Karis and Mammon. Or Karis could be Karis and Malkus. Okay, let's roll this out. Okay, we're going to the time stack. Right? According to the way Reb Chaim went up the sugya, okay? Malkus and Mammon is what? Kedei Rishasai. Kedei Rishasai, which means to din death. Okay? To din death. Death can't get into action. Good? Misa and Mammon is Asai, which is that's not a din death. We'll call it an entire. Tyre doesn't get to action. Right? Misa and Malkus. Let's figure it out. Misa and Malkus, can I be reminded for me, Lai Yasai? What's the puzzle? You go with a pregnant woman and someone hits her. So if she doesn't die, then you pay for the blood.
If she does die, you're pasul from the Vlades. That teaches you Misa and Mamon. It doesn't have anything to do with Misa and Malkus. No? Kedei Rishasa, you could. Because what's Kedei Rishasa? It's not talking about Malkus and Mamon. It's just talking about Malkus. Arboim Yakenu. Arboim Yakenu. You get Malkus Kedei Rishasa, but only one punishment. Says Malkus in anything. So it turned out that Misa Malkus is also Kedei Rishasa. Right, it's also did that. Okay. Now we come to Karis and Mamin. Karis and Mamin, so let's start with Abaya. Abaya is first in the Gemara. This letter of Nechunya ben Akana only, okay? This is only letter of Nechunya ben Akana because the Rabbanan holds there's no Kavlai by Karis. This is the letter of Nechunya ben Akana. Question of Nechunya ben Akana. What do we say? The karis, we say you don't have to pay. Why don't you have to pay? He's a bayah. Which din is it? Asan. According to a bayah, it's a din from the parasha of Asan. So who's like a bayah? Din Asan. Now what? That's a din in Asan. That karis. And Mamin, Karas and Mamin, you don't give because they have to shasta nasa. Good. According to Rava, what is it? According to Rava, it's one. Let's see. Rava's a little harder. Rava didn't use the word asai. Rava said, Halim Yalimar Saname and Eshahu. So it's a hekish of Karas to Misa. To which Misa? To Karas to Misa Bidei. So according to Rava, it's a new hekish. The hekish of what? Of karis to misa bidei shemai, to misa bidei adam. Okay, according to Rav, it's a new hekish. So it's a machlokes abaya in Rav. Everyone holds between it's not a patrick, it's a machlokes lalacha. So only this machlokes is if it's also us and they're also hekish. Comes along, the hafla, he says, 1 minute, I have a nafkamina. Gemara says, my benayu, my nafkamina, have a nafkamina. The fifth column, Karis and Malkus, also according to Nechunya ben Akana. So he says, Karis and Malkus, let's see, according to Abaya, it's a din Asayin, does Asayin pat you for Malkus? The Pasuk of Asayin. Well, it does not do a Malkus, it only pat this for Mamun. So according to Abaya, it's a din Asayin, the Bichai of Malkus. Will be chayiv malchus. According to Rava, tekish to misa and malchus, you don't get to ein shim. So same thing, karas and malchus will be potter because it's a hekish to misa. And being that it's a hekish to misa, you'll be potter. Different misa is potter. This is potter. So frekta hafla. We have a question of nafkamina between them. If you learn it to din asayin, then it's only to a mamin. Because the parsha of asayin is talking by mamin. And if you learn it to din of a hekish, a karas to misa, so just like misa patis from malchus, karas also patis from malchus. That's a good question. That flaw is kash. Okay, there is a logical terrace to the kasha, which you're trying to figure out. And the Nesivus writes it in the Beis Yaakov. So I'll leave you in suspense to tomorrow. But there's a very logical, once you hear the terrace, I think, if you have the kasha, you may bump into the terrace. If not, when I tell it to you tomorrow, I think you'll be surprised. Now tomorrow, Zohar Shaykh Truma, we could probably spend the whole week on the next Tehillim Amid, including the Tosfos. Learn the Tosfos well, because there are a lot of inyanim. One of the most geshmaka in Yanim in this sugya is the Sivis, also at Simchat Chesed. The Sivis and Chav Chesed, and there's Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a beautiful tshuva in Chela Gimel, tshuva Kuf Dalet. When you first look at it, you'll think it has nothing to do with our sugya, but it's a very nice piece from Shlomo Zalman on the Shaila and the Sefer Bava Kamma. It has to do with this subject. So it's a sham. Tomorrow we'll start.